When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I'm using my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of this disorder and the traits and things that come along with it as well, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about how sometimes a narcissist will try to replace you or supplant you in your own life. Yes, mirroring. So many people ask me about how narcissistic people mirror you and do all this stuff and do all that stuff. Y'all, so I've been saying this for a very long time. Before TikTok, before Instagram, YouTube, wherever y'all watching this, the podcast, whatnot. I've been saying this for a very long time. Me personally, who you see, I am an accumulation of all the personality traits and characteristics I've saw in other people that I've either admired or been low-key or high-key jealous of, honestly. This is who I am. This is literally who I am right now. Like, the person you see in front of you right now was jealous of somebody. I think my brother had dreads or whatever. I had, like, a shortcut. I had braids. He had dreads. Oh, I like dreads. Boom, took that. Now I still have dreads. He has a shortcut. You know what I mean? This little stuff like that. And narcissistic people, you're dealing with them. Don't be surprised if they start to act like you, or to start to act like somebody else around you in your life. You'll see it too, y'all. You is when you open your eyes to the world of narcissism, narcissistic abuse, toxic abuse, or whatnot. When you open your eyes to this world, you start to understand and see a lot of things for what they really are. You know what I mean? You start to wait. It's kind of like I tell people, it's like being awakened in the Matrix. Like, once you wake up in the Matrix, you see the movie The Matrix. Once you wake up in the Matrix or the world of narcissism, you can't go back. Red pill or blue pill, Neo? Neo, like, give me the red pill. I'm going to wake up. Boom. Nope. Should have did the blue pill. Hey, Morpheus. Morpheus, Lee Hammett. Can I go in the blue pills on you so I can go back? I'm tired. I don't like this. You can't go back. And you go back to the movie, the Matrix. The one person who tried to go back to the Matrix, he turned on everybody and ended up getting, you know, unalived in horrible fashion, you know. So you can't go back. But so when you wake up and you notice this narcissistic person in your life that starts to act like you or talk like you or sound like you and just try to, you know, hang out with your friends without you, be at your parents' house without you, they are trying to replace you in your life. And I tell this to people all the time. There's a lady on TikTok I follow. Her name is Burritos and ADHD. Her name is Laura. She said she did a very, very good video on mirroring. She's like, a lot of people have self-confidence and insecurity, like issues with insecurities. Think about how good of a person you have to be, or how, you know, how good your qualities have to be for a narcissist to come into your life and mirror them and try to take them from you. You might not see it yourself, but that narcissist sees it. The narcissist sees your huge friend group or your friend group, your work, your parent, your family dynamic, the way you talk, the way you speak. They see that and they try to take it from you. They try to become you. You might not see it, but they see it. We see it. I'm a narcissist. I know some people in my comment section are like, Lee, you're a hypocrite. You can't stop saying they. Stop saying they narcissist. You're a narcissist too, man. Like, do y'all not hear the beginning of the video when I say I'm still a narcissist? Like, what? Y'all keep trying to have these gotcha moments. I'm gotcha in myself. Gotcha in. I know that's not a word, but I just feel like it's a useful term right now. Gotcha in. Y'all trying to gotcha in me, you know? But seriously. They are trying, like, narcissistic people, they might make you feel insecure about yourself or say things about yourself, but they're trying to replace you in your own life. Like I said, if you have special catchphrases and they start saying those catchphrases, be like, wait, huh? You have a favorite TV show or favorite, you know, band, favorite music. Huh? You like them? I thought you hated them. I thought you hated country music. I thought you hated Luke Bryan. No, what? I hate Luke Bryan? Have you not heard By Dirt? Have you not heard Radio? No, that's not Luke Bryan. Have you not heard Razor Blade? What? I love Luke Bryan. Strip it down, Mr. Strip it down, back to you and me, like it used to be when it was the old back road. I mean, I know I love Luke Bryan, y'all. but seriously, they will take on your personality characteristics. A lot of times they start doing it from the very, very beginning. They'll start to mirror you from the very beginning. Somehow y'all have these same similar interests. Wow, this is amazing. I've never met somebody who likes this weird abstract band in Hillsborough, North Carolina, and nobody else is like, I'm in the band. Like, you're a fan of this band and I'm in. Oh yeah, y'all my favorite band. Y'all. A lot of times people are mirroring you to get something from you. Most times it's gonna be a man or whatever, you know, first date, man or woman, whatever, just trying to clap your cheeks, trying to manipulate you and think they are super interested in you. Listen to people. Listen, if I say in the world of online dating, stop being so descriptive in what you're looking for and who you are on these social media dating sites, y'all. I'm just telling you, you can list the beef, list the beef, graduate student, North Carolina, degree in industrial engineering, whatever. Don't get too specific. Well, I like long walks on the beach and roses and yellow roses and things like that. I love that type of stuff. And you'd be surprised when they show up, y'all first date is somehow on the beach with a bouquet of yellow roses. Surprise! How'd you know? Well, my best friend's name is Tinder Bumble. And he's about, you know, 10 years old. Tinder Bumble, you know, he swipes a lot. No, y'all stop listening. I'm just telling you, they will mirror you and pretend to have the same things you like, to like the same things you like, to get you. They just will. You know what I mean? But this also goes to show you, this is another like a caveat here, that it doesn't have to be a romantic friendship, a romantic relationship that a narcissist tries to replace you in your life. Your friends or your family members can try to replace you in your life. Your siblings, if you happen to be the golden child or the favorite of your parents, your siblings will be vying for that seat sometimes because they're tired of being a scapegoat. They're tired of getting blamed for everything. So they want to take your place. You know, your siblings might start acting like you. Your parents might start replacing you in your life too, with your friend groups, playing games with you and things like that. It's very, very, it goes a lot deeper. It doesn't have to be boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, partner, marriage. It doesn't have to be that. This can absolutely be siblings. This can absolutely be your best friend who's a narcissist. You mean, because think about it like this. If you have a narcissistic boyfriend, yes, y'all, I know women can be narcissists, but if you have a narcissistic boyfriend, guess what? That narcissistic boyfriend has parents. That narcissistic boyfriend has friends and family. So that they're not only just your narcissistic boyfriend, this is somebody else's narcissistic son or narcissistic brother or narcissistic friend or classmate or coworker. Or, you know, that person plays different roles in everybody else's life. This is your narcissistic boyfriend or girlfriend, but this is somebody else's daughter, sister, son, whatever, cousin. This is somebody else's family member. You see what I'm saying? It goes way deeper than romantic relationships. I try to tell a lot of people that as well. Like, it goes way deeper than just the romantic relationship when you're dealing with a narcissistic person or toxic person. It just does. It goes a lot deeper than surface level, just, you know, blah, 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 boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. It just does. It really, really does. So if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, understand that this is the way of the world. This is just it. They're going to try to replace you. And sometimes, like I said, especially in your friend group, if they get inside your friend group and y'all break up or something like that, guess what? These are my friends first. I would really like if you left my friends alone. Guess what? They're gonna be trying to turn your friends against you. Hey, look, I still want to be friends with you guys. I love you guys so much, but like, you know, she doesn't want me to be y'all friends anymore. So I guess she broke up with me. So I guess I have to break up with all of y'all. I mean, she's kind of, you know, whatever. They're gonna try to turn your friends against you. That's not fair. We're all friends. We can all still hang out. Just because y'all relationship's not together doesn't mean we can't all hang out, be cool. They need to grow up. Now your friends are against you. Just by me saying that type of stuff right there. You see how smooth it is? Y'all, that came off the top of my damn head. This happens. They can replace you in your friend group and hang with your friends, hang with your family. They can do things like that. I've talked to plenty when I'm doing my one-on-ones over Zoom. I've talked to plenty of people whose narcissistic ex-husbands or ex-wives are still somehow friends with their mom or dad. Like, I called my ex-wife, dropped the kids off at my house to go hang out with my mom. What? You know, I was saying, I know their relationship, like some people want that type of relationship, like everybody still be cool, whatever. But this, sometimes it can be toxic, y'all. It can be very, very toxic. They like, not, it's like they're trying to replace you in your parents' life. They got the daughter or the son they never had, you know, but they got you. You see what I'm saying? A lot of narcissists and toxic people go that, they go that route. That's the route that a lot of us go. You know what I mean? They will try to replace you in your life. Absolutely, 100%. So I say, keep it simple, y'all. Keep it simple. On dating profiles, if you have to date online, keep it simple. Because if I ever get on, you know, I'm married. But if I were to become single somehow, it'd be a smorgasbord because I know what to look for. I know what, I'm telling y'all what I would be looking for on a dating profile. Like, the more information you provide for me, the better. Oh, we got a lot of, like, just protect your interest, y'all. Protect your peace. Make people earn your information. Like robots, make them earn your information. Do, 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 do. Take your time. Speed is the weapon of the narcissist. Trust me when I say this. I know people just listen to me like, Lee, you don't know what the hell you're talking about, brother. Speed is not the weapon of the narcissist. The weapon of the narcissist is the devil. Well, yeah, I got you. The devil is fast, y'all. The devil run. The devil, imagine the devil racing Usain Bolt. Bow. Devil. The devil is fast, y'all. Usain Bolt is fast, but the devil is faster. But let me cut this thing short. No, I get the rambling at the end, y'all. Austin, Texas, weekend of October the 15th. We're coming. Live meet and greet. Austin, Texas, in that area, whatever. Live in-person meet and greet. They're getting bigger and bigger, y'all. Stay tuned. Like and subscribe for more. Mental illness is out. Peace.